And now, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning with Jonathan Judakin, a weekly look at some of the exciting public conversations upcoming around Memphis. Jonathan Judakin is the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College.
Since today marks the debut of the Spotlight Shoutout, let me start by saying a little bit about what this is about. If you believe that education is wasted on the young, if you're craving to have your synapses fired like they were by your favorite teachers, if you too often hear about an amazing speaker too late, Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is here to help. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is what its name implies. It will do two things not now happening in Memphis. This will be a space to shout out about some of the most relevant and important public conversations happening in town. Connected will be a webpage, wknospotlight.com, where you can find the programs designed to expand your mind and open your heart. So if your university, school, church, or other organization has a lecture to raise consciousness, then make sure you inform us by going to the website and telling us about it so we can inform others. Let me give you one example this week. On January 23rd, in the UC Theater at University of Memphis, from 7 to 9 p.m., Facing History and Ourselves will host Elie Saslow, the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of Rising Out of Hatred, The Awakening of a Former White Nationalist. Saslow will be discussing the spread of white supremacist racism and anti-Semitism and what can be done about it.
For more ideas for public programs in Memphis, visit WKNOspotlight.com, where you will find a list of lectures and book talks happening around town. Spotlight on Lifelong Learning is a partnership between the Spence L. Wilson Chair in the Humanities at Rhodes College and WKNO-FM.